إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of da'wah, we spoke about the issue of ikhlas and da'wah, and in that a very important part that I want to emphasize for myself and you is the importance of tawadhu, the importance of humility. I'm saying this because in medical science also, there are some illnesses, there are some diseases, there are some health problems that people of certain professions are more prone to. Those problems don't happen to people who are not in that profession. The specific things that are, for example, a very common one is varicose veins, where the veins in the legs, they get knotted up. It's an extremely painful condition. And varicose veins, they call it is the disease of the cook and the policeman. And the reason is because they stand for long hours. So the policeman and somebody is a professional cook, is standing at the stove, and the policeman is standing. So they say this is a disease of it. Doesn't mean that it can't happen to anybody else. But these are things of which happen to certain people. Diseases of lower back pain, for example, is one of the major problems of people who work in rice fields, because transplanting of rice is done almost bent over. So there's a lot of strain on the back. So similarly, in terms of diseases of the heart, spiritual diseases, there are certain diseases, certain spiritual diseases which are typical to certain people. The most lethal of all spiritual diseases is the disease of arrogance, of self-righteousness, of kibar, of believing that you are better than others. And this disease of self-righteousness comes to two kinds of people. One is ulama and the other one is dawat, scholars and people who invite towards Islam. This is a disease typical of them. Self-righteousness does not come to somebody who is not in the field of da'wah and somebody who is not an alim. Typical of this. Arrogance, kibr is a disease which is typical of the ulama and the umara, the scholars and the people who are amirs. So, kings and presidents, also anyone in authority. So, umara is, you don't have to be a king of a whole country, but anyone in authority, people who have servants, people who have employees and so forth, the disease of arrogance, that I am better than this person. So, the issue of these diseases, and the reason I am saying that self-righteousness and arrogance are lethal diseases, they are worse than cancer, because cancer ends with your death. This will continue into your qabr and this will take you into Jahannam. Cancer does not take you into Jahannam. Cancer can actually take you into Jannah. Cancer is almost a guarantee of Jannah. We don't make dua for it. We ask Allah to save us from it and to keep us free from it and to cure all those who have it. But if it is decreed that you die because of cancer, cancer, according to me, is a guarantee for Jannah, inshallah. Because if a Muslim has cancer, then he has a disease which he knows that it is going to end in a few days or a few months, which gives him the time to make tawbah, which gives him the time to put all his affairs in order. Whatever wasiyat he has to do, he can do. He has time. He's not just dropping dead, right? He has time to do all that. The pain itself is kafara for his sins. The suffering itself is kafara for his sins, but he has the time to make tawbah and so on and so forth. And he can actually go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of complete purity, which is not the case if you lived a very healthy life and suddenly you have a massive heart attack and you drop dead. We don't know whether you had time to make tawbah. We don't know what situation you died in. Even though on the face of it, you did not have pain. But in a case of cancer, a person has all of this. And plus, as I said, the pain itself is the means, is a kafar. It's a means of forgiveness of sins. So, arrogance and self-righteousness is not like cancer. Arrogance and self-righteousness is pure evil. Pure evil. And as I said, self-righteousness especially is a disease to which people who are in the work of Dawah are prone. And the reason why they are prone is because they tell people, they tell other people to do this and do that and so on and so forth. And one of the benefits of telling people is that you also more or less do it. For example, if you keep telling people you have to, you must pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. I mean, what kind of Islam is this? It does, you can't even get you out of bed. You must pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. Now, if you say this 50 times, then the chances are that you will also go and pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, to this point, up to this point, this is very good. And that's why we must give Dawah. But the downside of it is that if you find that somebody else is not praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid, then you tend to look down upon them. And you say, what is this man? He lives here only, he doesn't come for Salah. Now, this is where the problem comes. That is where the problem comes. Because Shaitan then tells you that, you see, you are such a great man, you always pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, and your neighbor is living next to you, and he does not come, and he is also a Muslim, and so on and so forth. And now you have gone into the area of being self-righteous and of having kibar. So, it nullifies your good deed, and it puts you in the area of people who have kibar and arrogance. So, very important for us to remind ourselves. Very important for us to remind ourselves. Not to fall into this trap. The same thing applies to many other things. For example, people who want to cure their spiritual illnesses. So, you might say, well, you know, I pray tahajjud every day, and I try to live a simple life, and I will not spend ostentatiously, and I will eat less, and I will fast more, and so on and so forth. All of this is fine. Alhamdulillah, by all means do that. Inshallah, this is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of getting Jannah. But in that process, if the thought process comes that I am doing it and whoever else is around me, if they are not doing it and I start looking down on them, I start preaching to them and I tell them, no, you know, this is, your life is this way and that way. No, then it's a problem. Correcting somebody, inviting somebody, this is fine. But looking down on people, which is what self-righteous people tend to do, this amounts to arrogance, and this is, mohlik. It's something which makes you halak. It's fatal, right? It's a very fatal kind of spiritual disease, very fatal illness of the heart. To look down on other people, to think badly of other people based on whatever we may have seen, right? This is very, very evil and sad thing to do. And as I said, the people who are prone to that are the dawat. And the reason I'm saying that is because we are talking about the issue of dawat here, and we are saying that here are the people who are doing the work of dawah, and they should have the best, but instead of that, because of self-righteousness, this is what happens. And this is one of the great games of Shaitan, as we know. Shaitan deceives a person in his place. So if you are a person who is a da'i, Shaitan will not invite you into the disco or into the bar because he knows he cannot do it. If he does it, you will not go. So there is no point in inviting you there. He doesn't do that. He will spin you in your own place. So this is self-righteousness. The other big problem with Dawat, not so much with ulama, but definitely with Dawat, is the lure of fame, name and fame, right? Also money, but name and fame. So, and today this has become a disease. This has become a really miserable, horrible disease. Where we are all focused on this thing of saying how many likes on Facebook, how many YouTube hits on the YouTube videos, which conference are you attending, who is attending that conference. Now, people go, they get invited to a conference, and the next thing you know, your WhatsApp is clogged up with all kinds of messages from here, so-and-so is here, so-and-so is here, this is what is happening, and this one is sitting in front of me, and that one is sitting in front of me, all going towards riya, going towards showing off, which is a form of shirk, So there you are on the stage, but you are sitting there committing shirk in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an absolute tragedy. This name and fame, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two things which destroy your religion like two wolves inside the pack of, inside a pack of sheep, are the love of wealth and the love of fame. The name and fame and wealth. And today this seems to be linked, especially for our so-called international speakers. Yeah, I've never seen anybody call himself a national speaker or a village speaker. Everybody is an international speaker. Which international speaker? Where did you speak? What did you do? International speaker. So this is another big thing. International speaker. So the point is that all of these names and so on, they might sound nice, but at the same time, they are traps to trap you into the area of riya. So self-righteousness, feeling that you are holier than somebody else, and riya, which is showing off before people. These are two very major problems of dawat especially, and therefore I warn myself and I warn you, let us be very clear and save ourselves from this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy and to save us from these diseases. Inshallah, we'll talk about something else to do with dawah tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.